Has Siya Kolisi's Springbok career just ended? That's what a lot of people are asking after Dr. Russie Rasmus selected him to play against the All Blacks at Eden Park, but then handed the captaincy to Jesse Creel. Today, I'm going to give you a front row seat to what's really happening behind the scenes and why the truth is far more reassuring than any of the wild speculation you've heard. It turns out Siya still has plenty of petrol left in the tank.
And then Kolisi!
So let's start with where this confusion came from. During the Ellis Park test against the Wallabies, Siya played at eighth man, mostly because of an injury crisis. Ironically, our captain left the field early in the second half because of an injury. Further to that, he actually missed the first few outings of the 2025 Springbok season owing to an injury. We were told he would be out for long enough to make him doubtful for the tour to New Zealand. Now, it always looked like he was likely to miss the first test at Eden Park, but would be fit to take his place for the second test in Wellington. It turns out he ultimately was fit enough for that aforementioned Auckland fixture. But he was not named as captain, which came across as bizarre. Kolisi has been our captain since 2018. Siya has led us courageously and with distinction. He's one of the most beloved figures in our country. No one can argue that he is not one of the darlings of our nation. Siya has lifted the Webb Ellis Cup twice, one of only two captains to have done that. He has also hoisted aloft the Rugby Championship, Freedom Cup, British and Irish Lions Series Trophy, Mandela Plate, and Qatar Airways Cup. On top of all that, he is a magnificent role model. And I think even if you don't know him, you can tell from a distance that he is a pucker gentleman, as my late grandmother would say, and a class act. So when the news came out that Siya will indeed be starting against the Kiwis, there was a sigh of relief among many supporters, but an equal amount of confusion as to why Jesse Creel was named captain. Russie explained why in his pre-match press conference. This is what Doc said. Siya was touch and go for the match earlier in the week after picking up a niggle a few weeks ago, and we didn't want to risk him unnecessarily. But with Jean-Luc Dupreer having picked up a niggle at training this week, Siya was the obvious choice to slot in at number 8. At that stage, Jesse had already been told he would be the captain, and it was only fair for us to keep things that way. He's a great leader and one of the core players in our team. His communication with the referee and his teammates is good, and he leads by example in the way he plays, so he deserves this opportunity. Cue the conspiracy theories. Was Siya being gradually phased out? Was he being demoted? Some even suggested our beloved captain was being forced out. Well, I'm happy to report that none of that stuff is true. I'm going to tell you what really happened, and it's a story about the true class and humility of this great man. At the start of the week, it was determined that Siya was not going to be in the matchday squad. Clearly, he was eventually deemed fit enough to start, but I think the feeling initially was that it was a risk and they would rather play it safe. Thus, Jean-Luc Dupreer was selected to start at eighth man, and Jesse Creel would be the captain, as we have seen him fulfill that role a couple of times already in 2025. But Dupreer would himself pull up injured, and that opened the door for Siya to come in. How much of a risk that was is something we do not know for sure, and possibly may never be revealed, unless we get another book from Siya. But then came the next question. With Siya coming into the side so late, would Creel have the captaincy taken away from him in favour of the regular leader? Well, as you saw with what Russie said, the answer was clearly no. Russie spoke about it being a matter of fairness. Jesse had already been told he would be the captain this week. I personally would have said to Jesse, thanks for filling in, but our actual official captain will be playing after all. If he plays, he is the captain. End of story. But in the Springbok camp, things happened differently, and what happened next speaks to the heart of what makes Siya Kolisi a true gentleman and a class act. And so it was Siya himself who suggested to Russie that Jesse lead the side as per the original plan. Sia's humility has always been on display for all to see. I readily think of when he was not part of the matchday squad that played against Australia in the 2019 Rugby Championship. On that occasion, he played the role of drinks carrier. To him, that was not a demotion or doing something that many others would see as being beneath him. Instead, he saw it as an opportunity to serve his teammates despite not being involved that day in the playing personnel. I mean, let's be honest, he could have just stayed at the hotel or gone home and watched it on TV. That, guys, is called servant leadership. And how can you not admire that? So is Siya Kolisi's Springbok captaincy at an end? Is Siya Kolisi's Bok career over? The emphatic answer to both those questions is absolutely not. But what do you think? Do you agree that the outcry was mostly a storm in a teacup and much ado about nothing? Or do you think it's a massive smokescreen and the end is indeed nigh for our beloved captain? Let me know in the comment section down below. And just before I go, guys, I'd like to encourage you to head on over to my Patreon page and sign up as a patron. You can get great benefits, like, for example, you can get discounts on my soon-to-be-launched online store. You could get yourself in line to win Springbok merchandise. You can also win the brand new James Small biography that's coming out soon. You could even win Springbok test match tickets. We all know how expensive those have become. You might even be able to get me to write an ebook for you on your favorite Springbok rugby player. And we can also have quarterly Zoom calls where we discuss Springbok matches, tactics, players, and anything you really want. As long as it's Springbok related, of course. The link is in the description area below. It starts from as little as $5 per month. That's US, not Zimbabwean. And I strongly encourage you to sign up. I'd love you to be part of my A team. I look forward to it. I'm grateful for your support in advance, and I'll speak to you next time.